All this week, we're chatting with Senate candidates from some of the so-called micro-parties. After all, with a record 631 people all looking for your vote, you can't be expected to know them all. And if I'm completely honest, the five I'm introducing you to this week is only 0.78%. Anyway, with an eight-year history in Australia, the Pirate Party certainly isn't Johnny-come-lately. But a lot of Australians may not exactly understand what their platform is. For hopefully a lot more information, we're joined by lead Pirate Party Australia candidate for New South Wales and Senate, Sam Kearns. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you for joining us. Now, the Pirate Party, when they talk about their primary platform, they say that they want to protect civil and digital liberties. But what exactly do you guys mean by that?
Yeah, that's right. Look, what we mean is digital liberties are around, you know, civil liberties really extended to the internet, and civil liberties are about the things, you know, that really go back to the founding of democratic nations. Things freedom from unlawful incarceration and freedom of speech. And, privacy and, you know, the right to know what your government is doing and those sorts of things.
And so you see that as being essential in both a civil and an online capacity.
That's right, yes.
Now, you do also talk about seemingly quite a lot of protections for individual freedoms against, and I do love the terminology, it's stifling intellectual and state monopolies. Could you enhance that a little bit?
Sure. Well, with copyright, it's really a lot about the fact that, you know, incumbent industries are often lobbying for increased protection of their businesses that comes really at the expense of our own liberties. Things like, you know, fair use is often wound back. For example, with the original copyright issue, it's about the fact that originally, you know, copyright was really only to prevent commercial copying. But in, you know, the internet age, when everybody has a machine in their pocket that can copy, now, you know, companies are pushing that copyright out to, you know, prevent people from copying things even in their own homes, even though there's no commercial use actually going on there.
Yeah, now that's quite interesting because, as you said, that started off as a commercial kind of concern, but it's really attacked the individual on quite a significant level, hasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, it has. And, you know, and we see those kinds of, you know, business, you know, lobbying government to, you know, increase their bottom lines, because in some cases it's easier to lobby the government than it is to actually adapt to the changing business environment. We see this in, you know, the mining sector as well, and we see this in, in a number of different industries.
Yes, look, you mentioned that sort of lobbying the government, and I know that government transparency is another key topic for the Pirate Party. What specific changes are you guys looking to implement?
So with transparency, a lot of it is about, transparency over where money comes from for, you know, donation money, because, again, you know, we see a lot of this is about pushing back against undue corporate influence. We want to see transparency of how decisions are made and exactly where support for, you know, various measures is actually coming from.
So very much around the external influences and just how much control they have around a government.
Yeah, and really restoring government back to the notion that the government is the representative of the people. You know, I think there's this sort of this mistaken notion that has creeped in that that government, you know, not only represents the people but also represents big business, and, you know, and that, you know, government needs to sort of protect and support business as a distinctly separate entity to the people, when really, you know, the government is meant to be there to represent the interests of the people, you know, as distinct from, you know, the interests of business and especially like multinational, you know, business interests.
Absolutely. Look, Sam, the other thing that fascinated me, and we'll just finish up on this, I saw that you guys are talking about a basic income guarantee, which is an extraordinarily hardline response to poverty in today's world.
Well, you know, it is a radical change, but I think that there are, you know, there is scope for this sort of thing because, you know, the Australian taxation welfare system has become like extremely overcomplicated. You know, we've got, it costs, you know, $5 billion a year to administrate and has over $85 billion a year in churn where, you know, the government takes money in taxation and then gives it back in welfare. So the universal basic income is actually a massive simplification of this system so that, you know, people actually retain money in the first place rather than, you know, have it paid back to them and or that, you know, welfare payments would actually come through the taxation system instead of, you know, through, you know, a raft of various government support agencies.
Wow.
So a lot of what actually, you know, people say, well, where would you get the money for that? A lot of it actually comes out of abolishing the complexity in the existing system.
Interesting stuff, Sam. Thanks so much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
Thanks for having us on, Nick.
Yes, that was Sam Kearns. He's the New South Wales Senate candidate for the Australian Pirate Party, and he's one of the many names you're going to see on your Senate ballot paper come this Saturday.